What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of BWT. I'm your host, Teddy, and today we've got a lot to recap. Got a little busy during last week, so we are going to recap the final two series of the Yankees between the Blue Jays and the Royals to end their season, and then we're going to go through some league leaders for the regular season now that that's done. And game one of four different series in the wild card playoff round. So without further ado, make sure you are liking this video. Make sure you are commenting, sharing this video. And make sure you are subscribing, man. We are close to 1,000. Please get us there, man. We've been working hard, pushing out a lot of content on the Refuse to Lose Network. We've got four shows on the network right now. We've got BWT. We have CTC, Carl Talking College. We've got FFC, Fantasy Football with Coombs. And then we've got the main show, Refuse to Lose, with Joe, Tomo, and Dave. Click the link in the description to become a member. We have three levels of memberships. We have a pro level, we got the all-star level, and a superstar level. They each come with a different set of perks. The pro level is $2.99 a month. The all-star level is $4.99 a month. $4.99 a month gives you access to the members-only videos. We've got recaps of games. We got the Steelers and Ravens. They constantly going at it. AFC North battle. There's gonna be some baseball content on the members only. So make sure you guys are tuning into that. And then Superstar is $9.99 a month. You got all the perks there. So make sure you're becoming a member to gain access to all these amazing things that we have going. We have chats right now on Instagram. We've got baseball chat. We've got an NFL chat. We've got NBA mixed with WNBA. We've got college basketball, men and women's, college football. And then we have the combat chat, which is a combination of boxing, UFC, and WWE. There was a recent episode shot on Thursday for boxing to preview the Canelo fight. So make sure you guys tune in. The boxing videos do great numbers. I will not be surprised if this one also jumps out the building with the ratings. So let's get right into it. Yankees game one of the series between the Blue Jays. There was little offense, but what offense was provided was by my guy, Austin Wells, in the top of the ninth. It's a 2-run home run, his third of his career. Yankees win 2-0. That was the only offense provided. Johnny Brito got the win. He's 9-7 on the season with a 4.33 ERA. Then you got Jordan Romano getting the loss for the Blue Jays. He had a 2.95 ERA, and Clay Holmes was able to come in and get the save for his 23rd of the season with a 2.9 ERA. Key performance starting pitching was Michael King. He threw 6 innings, 1 hit, 5 Ks for the Yankees, and Kevin Gausman threw 7 innings, 3 hits, 5 Ks, both allowed no runs. Yankees bullpen held it down. Blue Jays didn't. Yankees win game one. Then we get into game two of the series. In the top of the fourth inning, all rise. Aaron Judge hits a 2-run home run for his 36th home run of the season to go up 2-0. In the top of the fifth, Giancarlo Stanton hits a 2-RBI single to go up 4-0. And then all rise again. Aaron Judge hits a two-run home run for his 37th home run of the season to make the score 6-0, which was plenty of runs for your Cy Young in the American League. Gerrit Cole, he's 15-4 on the season. He ended the season with a 2.63 ERA. He threw a complete game shutout, only allowing 2 hits, 5 Ks. So he was using the defense. Defense was making plays for him. Can't say anything bad about that. And Jose Berrios got the loss for the Blue Jays. He's 11-12 on the season. He's got a 3.65 ERA. Then we've got game three of the series. Yankees are trying to go for the sweep, but the Blue Jays had different plans that day. In the bottom of the third, Dalton Varsho hits a solo home run to go up 1-0, his 19th of the season. And then in the bottom of the fourth, Matt Chapman hits his 16th home run of the season to go up 2-0 with a solo shot. In the bottom of the fifth, Kevin Biggio hits an RBI single to make it 3-0. And in the bottom of the sixth, Brandon Belt hits his 17th home run of the season. It was a 3-run home run to go up 6-0. That was the final score of that game. Winning pitcher was Chris Bassitt for the Blue Jays. He ended his season with a 16-8 record with a 3.60 ERA. Luke Weaver gets the loss for the Yankees, 3-6 on the season with a 6.40 ERA. And then we go into the final series of the year for the Yankees. Terrible start by Carlos Rodon. He showed up his pitching coach. I believe his name is Matt Blake. Blake comes out for a mound visit, and Rodon like gives his back to him while he's talking to him. If you are going out there and doing what you're doing, and your coach comes out there to talk to you show him the utmost respect. Right now, you suck. Okay, Rodon, I'm tired of in Los Angeles, you were getting booed by Yankee fans, and you blew them a kiss. That's not how you act, buddy. That's not how you act, right? If you were doing the opposite of what you're doing, right? Maybe I'll be okay with it. Never, never, never show up your coach. I don't care how many millions of dollars you are making. All right. Because right now you suck. You better figure it out because Yankee fans will not tolerate another season of you being this trash. Okay. It just won't happen. In the first inning, you let up 9 runs, buddy. 9 runs. Let's go through what made it 9. Salvador Perez hit a 2 RBI double to go up 2-0. Edward Olivares hits a 2-run home run to make it 4-0. Matt Duffy hits an RBI single to go up 5-0. Kyle Isbell, it's a 2 RBI double to go up 7-0. Michael Garcia hits an RBI single to go up 8-0. And then Bobby Witt Jr. hits a sac fly to go up 9-0. It took you 9 runs to get one out. Rodon, you suck. Figure it out. I don't care what you got to do. I saw that you said that you were just going to get away or whatever. I don't know. Go on Aaron Rodgers like darkness retreat or something. Like, I don't care what you do, but it better improve your game. Because whatever you did last off season, it didn't work. And that it did not translate into your performance this season. And in the bottom of the third, Salvador Perez hits a ground ball RBI to go up 10-0. Austin Wells connects for his fourth home run of his career, a 3-run home run to make it 10-3. Yankees get on the board. Everson Pereira hits an RBI ground ball to make it 10-4. Austin Wells hits a ground ball RBI to make it 10-5. And then Bobby Witt Jr. in the bottom of the seventh goes yard for his 30th home run of the season. Two-run home run to make it 12-5. That's the final score. Yankees lose. Jordan Lyles gets the win on the season. He's 6-17 with a 6.28 ERA. And Carlos Rodon, his record was 3-8 on the season with a 6.85 ERA. That cannot happen with you making as much money as you do, man. Tired of you. Let's go to game two. In the bottom of the first, Nelson Velasquez hits an RBI single for the Royals to go up 1-0. And then in the bottom of the third, Salvador Perez hits his 23rd home run of the season, solo shot to go up 2-0. In the top of the fourth, Oswald Cabrera hits an RBI single to go up 2-1. Everson Pereira hits an RBI single as well to make the score tied. In the top of the sixth, Esteban Florio hits an RBI single to go up 3-2. And then Gleyber Torres comes up with a 2-RBI single to go up 5-2. Yankees win the game. Frankie Montas made his season debut after dealing with shoulder pain all season, coming back from surgery. He does not allow a run. He goes 1-0 on the season. Marsh got the loss, making him 3-9 with a 5.69 ERA. Clay Holmes gets the save, his 24th of the season with a 2.86 ERA. And then we go into the last game of the season, game 162. In the bottom of the second, MJ Melendez connects for his 16th home run of the season, solo shot. Nick Prado hits an RBI single to go up 2-0. Edward Olivares hits his 12th home run of the season for a solo shot to go up 3-0. Deron Blanco also hits a solo home run, his third of the season, to go up 4-0. Salvador Perez in the bottom of the fifth comes up, gets a sac fly to make it 5-0. In the top of the sixth, Isaiah Kinofalefa, it's a 2-RBI single to make the score 5-2. And that was the final. The winning pitcher for the Royals was Zach Greinke. He's 2-15 on the season with a 5.06 ERA. And Michael King gets the loss, 4-8 on the season with a 2.75 ERA. And MacArthur got the save for the Royals. I'm going to put out a whole episode on the Yankee season. So I'm not going to dwell too much on it. If you've been keeping up with BWT this year, you know, you probably have a good idea of where I'm going to go with it. So just tune in to whenever that comes out. League leaders. Now that the regular season is over, Luis Arias led the league in average with a 354 average. Matt Olson hit 54 home runs for the most in the league. He also had the most RBIs in the league with 139. Stolen bases goes to none other than Acuna, 73. He also had the most runs in the league with 149. Also had the best on-base percentage at .416 at leadoff spot, hitting in front of Matt Olson. He gave him so many opportunities to drive in runs. Otani led the league in slugging, .654. Acuna also led the league in hits with .217. Freddie Freeman led the league in doubles with 59, and Bobby Witt Jr. led the league in triples with 11. Those are the hitters, and let's get into some pitchers. ERA was Blake Snell with a 2.25 ERA. Most wins, Spencer Strider with 20 on the season. He also had the most strikeouts with 281. Emmanuel Clase had the most saves, 44. The best whip was Garrett Cole with a 0.98 ERA. The best the best batting average against was Blake Snell, holding hitters to 181 against him. Logan Webb pitched the most innings with 216. The most complete games was only three, Sandy Alcantara and Lyles from the Royals. Lance Lynn led up the most home runs with 44. And that's what I got for you guys for the league leaders this season. Hell of a year, man. Exciting with the rule changes, the pitch clock, the bigger bases, the disengagement rule, all that. It made the game more fun. It trimmed down games. It did exactly what I thought it was going to do. If you go back to the first episode of BWT where I had Carl and Jerry on, we were talking about these rules, and Jerry wasn't that much of a fan of it. And I told him, I'm like, hey, you got to give it a shot, right? And later on the season in the chat, he's like, hey, like these rules are making the game more exciting. You don't have to sit down and watch a game for 3.5, maybe 4 hours, right? These games were ending at, I don't have the exact numbers, but probably around like 2 hours and 30 minutes max, I would say. So that's great for viewers, because that's just like an average NFL game or even an NBA game, right? Because that's one of the biggest things that people were saying. Baseball's too long, it's too boring, blah blah blah. Like, so they took that into consideration, made some rule changes, and viewership went up. I'm happy for that, because baseball is the most beautiful game on this earth. I don't care what you have to say. That's just how I feel. So don't shoot the messenger. Let's get into the first game of the wild card series, between the Rangers and the Rays. Josh Jung hit a sac fly to get the scoring started in the top of the second to go up 1-0. Glasnow throws a wild pitch to score a run for the Rangers to go up 2-0. And then Corey Seager hits a 2-RBI single to go up 4-0 in the top of the sixth. That was enough for the win. Jordan Montgomery is 1-0 on the season. He had an excellent start, allowing no runs. Tyler Glasnow is 0-1 on the postseason. He has a 5.40 ERA. Rangers are up 1-0. And all these series are a three-game series, so you only need two to win. So the Rangers are sitting pretty good right now with that game one victory. Let's get into the game one of the Twins and the Jays. You guys know how I feel about the Blue Jays. They snuck into the playoffs, right? In the bottom of the first, Royce Lewis, first career postseason at bat, no problem. Two-run home run to go up 2-0. In the bottom of the third, Royce Lewis comes up for his second career postseason at-bat. What does he do? He hits another home run to go up 3-0. And then in the top of the sixth, Kevin Kiermaier delivers an RBI single to make it 3-1. That was the final score. Pablo Lopez gets the win. He's 1-0 in the postseason with a 1.59 ERA. Kevin Gausman gets the loss for the Blue Jays, 0-1, 6.75 ERA. And Jared Duran comes in and gets the save. The Twins haven't won a playoff game in 18 straight before this victory. So that means a lot for their fan base. They're up 1-0 in this series. Let's see if they can close it out. Let's get into the Diamondbacks and Brewers. Carlos Santana hits an RBI single in the bottom of the first to go up 1-0. Tyrone Taylor hits an absolute moonshot in the bottom of the second, two-run home run to go up 3-0. And then Corbin Carroll just matches him, or Actually, he went above and beyond. He hit a ball, I think it was 443, 2-run home run, no problem. Rookie of the year. It's just what he does. Makes it 3-2, and then the very next pitch, Ketel Marte hits an absolute laser beam out for a solo home run, going back to back to tie up the game at 3. And then in the top of the fourth, Gabriel Moreno hits in a solo home run to go up 4-3. And in the top of the ninth, Christian Walker comes up with runners at second and third, and he delivers a double to go up 6-3. Almost went out, but it got to the base of the wall. He's been having a great year. Shout out to Carl. He's been telling me about this guy, right? Earlier in the show, he came on and said dark horse for MVP, and he mentioned Christian Walker, and Christian Walker has been having a great season. It's rolling over into the postseason, his clutchness. So hopefully they can keep it rolling. They go up 1-0 on the series with a 6-3 victory. Joe Mantiply gets the win. He's 1-0 with a 0.0 ERA. Corbin Burns gets the loss on the postseason game one with a 9 ERA. And then Paul Sewald comes in for the close for the Diamondbacks. They're up 1-0 in the series. Now we get into game one between the Phillies and the Marlins. Alec Bohm hits a RBI double in the bottom of the third to go up 1-0. And then Bryson Stott hits an RBI single in the bottom of the fourth. Christian Pache hits an RBI single to go up 3-0. And then Brian De La Cruz gets the Marlins on the board 3-1. And just for some insurance, Nick Castellanos comes up with Bryce Harper at first base. He hits an RBI double. Harper scores from first, make it 4-1. That was the game right there. Zach Wheeler had an excellent game. 1-0 in the postseason, 1.35 ERA. And Jesus Luzardo did not pitch well. He is 0-1 in the postseason with a 6.75 ERA. Craig Kimbrel comes in, gets the save. Phillies up 1-0 in the series. Yeah, man, these series, I didn't really have time to give you guys a prediction on these wild card rounds, but it's probably exactly who won game one. I would have chose the Rangers simply because the season that they've been having, and I don't want to see another AL East team win it. So, what better than seeing them go out in the first round? I would have picked the Twins to get the Blue Jays out of the playoffs, because you guys know how I feel about them. D-backs, I like what they're doing this season. They've surprised a lot of people, including myself, and the Phillies over the Marlins. That Phillies team, they got the experience from last year. So they know what it takes to get to the World Series. Now I'm interested to see if they have what it takes to finish the job. And I'm gonna give you guys a little World Series prediction, right? I've got the Braves and the Orioles making the World Series. For the winner of the World Series, I'm gonna have to go with the Braves in six. Okay, Braves in six. They're champs, and we'll move on from there. On to the off season. Plenty of moves. There's already been moves made. Gabe Kapler got fired from the San Francisco Giants managing position. And who else got fired? There was one more. It wasn't Boone, and I'm kind of disappointed in that. But yeah, again, that's all we got for you guys today. Make sure that you already liked this video. Share this video with your friend, your friend's friend, your friend's mom, everybody. Share it. And when you share it, make sure they are clicking the link and subscribing to the network. Get us to 1,000 people. Come on. Let's go. Do your job. I beg of you. Nah, I'm just kidding. I don't beg, but yeah, just click the link in the description. We've got some great content. The four shows, the Refuse to Lose show with Carl, Dave, and Tomo. Not Carl, sorry. Got Joe, Dave, and Tomo. Carl's got his own show, CTC, Carl Talking College. He gives you everything you need to know about college sports. This college football season, he's been going crazy with the reviews and the previews, giving us who to watch for, and all that. And then we've got FFC, Fantasy Football with Coombs. He's giving you who to start, who to bench, his duds and his studs for the week. And the Refuse to Lose show, they give you all the news from the NFL to the NBA and everything else in between. All right, so make sure you guys are tuning into the network. Till next time, peace.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all in the next episode.